Chapter 1. Rec Number 2 Aesegesis Sunanda. Sunday, August 6, 1989, 2 p.m. Year 2, Day 355. I am present, Dharma, that we might press on. I will allow mine brother, Judas Iscariot, to be the speaker. You are not yet familiar with his person, so I shall stand in at all times, Chela, that you have the knowledge of mine presence. At the time of the scrolls I was not honored with mine name of fulfillment, Sunanda. That was most recently bestowed upon mine humble self by our Father Creator. There is no way that you of earth in thy early understanding can fathom the massive concept of experience being illusion and all being one, and that one being all. We will, at this time, deal with the same basic story handed forth upon you once from that time of the Christ experience upon your place as the one, erroneously labeled Jesus. It is quite all right for the beginning of truth, but you must know that my name was Jmanuel, pronounced as an I, as in Emmanuel. You must also know that my spirit form came from the cosmos and I was but birthed in your human array. As Judas took great pains to list the begots and begots, that you of the testers and doubters could research it yourself, they shall be included. There is no further intrinsic value therein. I shall stand aside and allow mine brother to tell the story as in his experience. I shall, from time to time, comment and enlarge upon subject matter and or comment at the conclusion of his portion that you be brought to conclusion of the particular life stream of myself, so much falsely denigrated. I place mine seal on these portions, Dharma, that you can write in truth and peace for as you ones are in the reading, then shall you understand. You will make no attempt to interpret, change wordings nor attempt to understand statements. Yours is to put to paper. Actually, you shall not be asked to put much, in quantity, to paper that has not already been scribed at some other place or time, that you be not jeopardized directly. As the truth comes forth from several places, you shall be ensured protection. I ask, herein, that Oberly and Ranos make duplicate discs, and send backup copies unto Sister T. At some point in thy near future, please make sure she has backup copies of all that they will be in safekeeping in multiple places and give no merit to the striking down of Dharma. Genealogical tree. This is the book and secret records of Jmanuel, which means God with us, God among us, who is a son of Joseph, of Jacob, the distant descendant of David, who is a descendant of Abram, whose lineage goes back to Adam, the father of man of the earth, who was begot by Sanjasa, the leader of the sons of heaven who were the guardian angels of God, the great ruler of those who traveled from afar. Sanjasa, the heavenly son and guardian angel of God, the great ruler of those who traveled from far away through the space of the universe, begot with an earth wife, Adam, the father of the white human race. Adam took an earth wife and begot Seth. Seth begot Enos. Enos begot Achabeel. Achabeel begot Arasek. Arasek begot Kenan. Kenan begot Mahalalel. Mahalalel begot Urukibaramiel. Urukibaramiel begot Jared. Jared begot Hanok. Hanok begot Methuselah. Methuselah begot Lamech. Lamech begot Tamiel. Tamiel begot Danel. Danel begot Asael. Asael begot Samsaviel. Samsaviel begot Jamjul. Jamjul begot Turel. Turel begot Hamech. Hamech begot Noah. Noah begot Semsem begot Arpaxad. Arpaxad begot Betrayal. Betrayal begot Ramuel. Ramuel begot Askiel. Askiel begot Armas. Armas begot Sulla. Sulla begot Eber. Eber begot Peleg. Peleg begot Regu. Regu begot Sereg. Sereg begot Ariziel. Aruziel begot Nahar. Nahar begot Thera. Thera begot Abram. Abram begot Sok. Sok begot Judah. Judah begot Anani. Anani begot Ertel. Ertel begot Perez. Perez begot Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Saviv. Saviv begot Nahesan. Nahesan begot Sana. Sana begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed. Obed begot Jesse. Jesse begot David. David begot Salomo. Salomo begot Asa. Asa begot Gadiel. Gadiel begot Josaphat. Josaphat begot Jara. Jara begot Armaniel. Armaniel begot Usai. Usai begot Jahan. Jahan begot Gadriel. Gadriel begot Ahas. Ahas begot Itiskiah. Itiskiah begot Manase. Manase begot Amon. Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jajakin. Jojakin begot Selthiel. Selthiel begot Jegin. Jegin begot Serubbabel. Serubbabel begot Abiad. Abiad begot Eliakim. Eliakim begot Azar. Azar begot Zadok. Zadok begot Akim. Akim begot Eliud. Eliud begot Elisar. Elisar begot Mathan. Mathan begot Jacob. Jacob begot Joseph. Pregnancy of Mary. Joseph became the spouse of Mary, the mother of Jemmanuel, who became pregnant by one who was a distant descendant of the Son of Heaven, Raziel, who was the guardian angel of the secret. When Joseph was in betrothal to Mary to be publicly married, he was informed of the secret insemination of Mary through a descendant of the sons of heaven. From the lineage of Raziel, he was filled with wrath. He denied her, and yet, having been close unto her, and most respectful of her purity from matings, was given to confusion and bewilderment. He made arrangements to take leave of her and denounced any responsibility unto her, and further, refused to marry her in public before the peoples of the community, which was the way marriage was ordained and sanctioned in those days. While Joseph was thus thinking in this manner, behold, a guardian angel of the sons of heaven, Gabriel, who had brought the seed unto Mary, appeared before him and said, Joseph, Mary is betrothed to you, and you are her spouse. Do not leave of her, for the fruit of her womb is chosen for a great and wondrous purpose. Marry her before the people, so that you may be man and wife before the people. If you choose to renounce her and deny of thy responsibility, thy name shall be stricken from the book of life, and you shall be as never having been. The impregnation of Mary occurred some 11,000 earth years after the creation of Adam through the Son of Heaven, Semjasa, so that the word would be fulfilled which God, the ruler of those that traveled from afar, had said through the prophet Jesaja, who spoke as follows. Behold, an innocent child will be impregnated by a son of heaven before she is married to a man before the people. Name shall be Jemmanuel. They will name the fruit of her womb, Jemmanuel, which interpreted means, the God with us. As a symbol and to give honor unto God, through whose strength and providential care the earth was made to bear intelligent human life, through the women of the earth pairing with the sons of heaven, those that traveled from afar and bearing great wisdom and perfection from the universe. Behold, God and his followers from afar came from the depths of the universe, saving themselves from a strong bondage, creating a new race and home with the early women of this earth, for they were in form much like the beauteous creation of earth, and transported great truth and knowledge bonded with unsurpassed wisdom. However, upon birthing into the density of the earth plane, the shroud of forgetfulness would be destined to fall upon the human form. Honor only God and the creation. Honor by the man of earth is due unto God, for behold, he is the true originator of the white generations of people on earth, and to him honor should be given. There is nothing in equal form besides him, for this human race created by him, therefore, man shall have no other gods besides him who created other human races in other parts of earth. Besides God, there is nothing in equal form worthy of adoration. Only the omnipotence of creation reigns over him and his celestial sons, the creation itself which is to be adored. Behold thus, God reigns over the earth, the Lord of the celestial sons and men of this lighted race. This particular grouping would be pale of countenance, bearing the predominant characteristics of the universal beings which came unto these particular peoples. God is the giver of the law of this human race, and therefore, his wishes shall be obeyed by all men and women. God the Lord is generous in his love, but also, terrible in his anger when his laws are disobeyed. Thus, Mary's pregnancy is the law of God, so you, Joseph, are to be her spouse in matrimony, for it is so ordained. And thus did the angel Gabriel speak unto Joseph. Birth of Jemmanuel. Joseph was very God-fearing, so that when he heard this presented to him from the brilliance of the angel Gabriel, he remembered the laws of God. He brought Mary unto him and married her before the people in the acceptable manner of marriage. It came to be at that same time, Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken of all the world. This was the first census of this kind, and occurred at the time that Cyrenius was governor of Syria. It was decreed that each and every one would go to his particular town in order to be counted. Joseph was of Galilee, of the city of Nazareth, therefore, he went together with his wife, Mary, into the Jewish land, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, in order to be counted with his wife Mary, who was pregnant, and very near her time of delivery. The journey was most difficult, for Mary was in her late days of pregnancy, and the riding on the beast of burden was most painful and tiring. Therefore, most of the journey was afoot on the dusty, foot-worn pathway. Mary had begun her birthing constrictions by the time they reached the village. There was little time to seek shelter, and efforts at finding quarters were fruitless. They were finally granted permission to rest in a stable where the silage and straw was stored and the animals tended, for Mary could go no farther. Therefore, Mary bore her first wondrous babe on a mat of straw, wrapped him in a receiving cloth she had brought in the event the babe would be brought forth before their return journey, and put him into the cradle of a manger near the cattle, that he be warmed by their bodies while she could rest and recover her strength. For she was most weary, and the babe would need be suckled and nurtured with no place for preparation nor cleansing. Joseph continued to seek housing within the places of travelers, but all the inns were filled. Ones of the mothers of the village brought care and nourishment unto the new mother, and showed her how to tend of the infant, for Mary was young and had no knowledge. The kind people brought what they could for comfort unto the parents and child, and took them into their hearts, and gave what they had of meager rations and sharing unto the gentle family. Three wise men. As Emmanuel was born in the stable at Bethlehem, in the land of the Jews, at the time of Herod's Antipas Tetrarch of Galilee and Perea, and while Mary lay in recovery of the birthing in the days that followed, behold, there came wise men from the Orient to Jerusalem and spoke, "Where is the newborn King of Wisdom of the Jews? We have seen in the heavens a strong light, and from the light there was a voice which called unto us, each in our separate place, saying, Follow the trail of the light, for the King of Wisdom of the Jews is born and will bring great wisdom unto you. Therefore, we have come a great distance, traveling day and night, that we might adore this new child of wisdom which comes as a promise of hope unto us. For we have come as we were instructed from the heavens, and God provided us with a great orb of light, with a great tail of light that came upon the earth in front of our path, that we could find our way. Therefore, we know this is the child which has been promised unto us, for the celestial sons of heaven has told us thus. This is surely a son of the celestial sons of God, for none other could it be. He shall have the wisdom of God, and shall be a son of the celestial son, Gabriel. His wisdom shall be boundless, and his power will rule the spirit of men, so that they may learn and serve the creation." When Herod Antipas heard this, he was frightened, and with him all of Jerusalem, for they were afraid that the newborn child might hold and then exercise cruel power. Therefore Herod Antipas called together all the high priests and scribes among the people, and demanded to know of them where this Emmanuel was to be born. They responded to him, saying, "In Bethlehem in the Jewish land. For thus it is written by the prophet Micah, And you in the Jewish land, Bethlehem, are by no means the least amongst the towns in Judea. For out of you shall come the King of Wisdom, who shall bring great knowledge to the people of Israel, so that they may learn about and serve the creation." Thereupon Herod Antipas called the wise men secretly, and diligently inquired of them, when the strong light with the long tail had appeared in the sky. Then he sent them out to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and then you find him, let me be informed that I can come and also revere him." When they had heard Herod Antipas, they set out. And behold, the light with the tail of light, which they had also seen in the Orient, went ahead of them, and there was singing until the light came and stood directly above the stable in which the young child was birthed in Bethlehem. And when they saw this, they were extremely filled with joy. They went into the stable and found the child with his mother, Mary, and Joseph the father. They fell down and worshipped him, and also delivered treasures which they had brought with them, of incense, myrrh, and gold. At this time there again sounded the voice from the light above, saying that they should not return to Herod Antipas, because he planned evil for the child. So they returned to their country by another route, fleeing from Herod. When the wise men had departed, behold, the celestial son, Gabriel, appeared to Joseph, saying, "Rise and take the young child and his mother, Mary, with you, and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I shall tell you, for Herod Antipas is planning to seek out the young child to kill him. He fears that the young child might wield terrible power and sorcery. While you are in Egypt, I will send my messenger to Herod Antipas to inform him of the truth." Joseph rose and took the young child and his mother, at night, and they escaped under the guidance of the celestial son, Gabriel, towards the descending light which fled along with them into Egypt. They found safety and shelter, and remained there until Herod Antipas had been given information which changed his heart, and his fear was abated. As it came to pass, Herod Antipas saw that he had nothing to fear from the young boy, and that he was only, said, to be endowed with great wisdom and knowledge. He ceased to feel threatened in his realm, and he said to the messenger of the celestial son, Gabriel, that Mary, Joseph, and Emmanuel would no longer be pursued, nor would they be in further danger. At this change of events, Gabriel came again to Joseph, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother, Mary, and move to the land of Israel. All those who wanted to harm the child will now leave the babe unharmed." Joseph rose and took the child and his wife, Mary, and returned to the light that had again appeared, and which then led them into Israel. The celestial son, Gabriel, brought them back into Galilee, where they lived in the city named Nazareth, so that what had been said by the prophet would be fulfilled: "The Nazarene shall be called Emmanuel." "Dharma, it has been a long day, so let us leave this until the morrow. We shall take it bit by bit, that you not become overladen. Go to thy place of quiet rest, for I am with you in love and peace. So be it that mine seal is placed upon these writings. Blessings unto you once, I am Sunanda Emmanuel."